USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Timothy Tebalt, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebalt is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebalt allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. NASA's moon rocket is on hold.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible. When Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
The next launch window for the rocket won't be until Friday.
That's Tim Berg, and we are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
After a time of worry for dog owners, many were relieved that the mysterious canine illness identified in northern Michigan was confirmed to be parvovirus, a serious illness for which there is a vaccine. Carrie Beer, an emergency and critical care specialist in Bloomfield Hills, said as long as your dog is up to date on routine care and vaccinations, they likely will be fine. Between the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs in California, the perfect storm of lawlessness continues. A 13-year-old was shot by another student at a middle school in Oakland, California, Monday. Oakland Police Chief Armstrong on the rise in violence.
Nobody is immune from this level of gun violence. It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue. There are people in our community who are picking up guns and shooting people. There is no excuse. There is no finger to point at. It's not the police department. It is people in our community who have become unable to solve conflict without using firearms. And that's sad because it's leaving so much trauma in this community.
It's been 200 years in the making. Today is National Frankenstein Day. 200 years since the story was first written. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.